Parents whose kids have autism rallied at the Capitol yesterday in support of an insurance mandate like the one the governor introduced more than a year ago and the Senate passed earlier this week. But late last night, Assembly Republicans for the first time introduced an alternative. Their plan would have infused an extra $6 million in tax funding into a state waiver that pays for treatment for autistic kids. It would not have mandated anything. Hudson Republican Kitty Rhodes says that's because the mandate Democrats want has big holes in it. For example, it would not apply to workers who are on a self-insured plan.
The majority of the large employers in our communities are self-insured. Their employees don't understand that that mandate is not going to impact them.
But after a series of parliamentary moves by both sides, Republicans decided not to take a final vote on their own proposal. Neither did they vote on the insurance mandate. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Jim Cruiser said his members would try again next week to force a vote on the mandate, since that's what autism advocacy groups want.
For all of the autistic groups that sent us the letters, talked to us since this action came about, we're going to stand with their wishes and their desires to have the proper thing done.
The fight essentially got put off until Wednesday, but that may be the last day of this session for the Assembly. And last night's intense sniping is a strong sign lawmakers won't find common ground on this issue before time runs out. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.